You're listening to Central Nebraska's Sports Source. Good to have you with us. My name is Brent Apperson, and we're joined now by Broken Bow teacher and coach Kelly Cooksley. Hello, my friend. It's good to see you.
Great to see you too, buddy.
Hey, thanks for coming in and doing this. Earlier this week, you kind of put out a statement, I guess you would say, announcing that you have decided to step down as the head girls basketball coach for Broken Bow, a position that you have held for 9 years. And you've come in to just visit with us, reminisce a little bit. Appreciate you doing that. I guess my first question, Coach, would be what led you to make this decision at this moment?
It was a few things. I would say the biggest thing is just I have two young kids, for those of people that don't know. A fourth grader going to be fifth grader, and a kindergartner going to be first grader. And they have activities and things like that, and I was missing a few of those. And it was just one of those things where, you know, like, for instance, we're out in Ogallala on my birthday and playing a game, and I find out my daughter hits a game-winning shot in the game, and I'm not there. And it was just one of those things where I had to sit down and reflect and really pray on it that this is what I wanted to do, and this is where the good Lord led me, and I'm content with that decision. But it's been one of those things where, like I told you before we even started this, like, I've been doing this for almost half my adult life, and it was time to maybe give my efforts in other places, so yeah. that matter, and that's my family.
I think one thing to mention and to maybe stress, you're not leaving Broken Bow.
Nope.
You're just stepping down from girls head basketball coach, but you'll continue to coach and teach, correct?
Yes. I'll still be the girls golf coach, and then I will be teaching as well. And then in talking to administration, there may be some other things I might help around with, but at this time, that's what I'm doing. So excited to continue to get out on the course with the girls and stuff, and excited to continue to be in the classroom.
Yeah. Well, listen, I know you love girls basketball, and I'm sure that love will never go away. So my question is there still a plan to stay involved with the sport in other avenues? I think specifically of the Nebraska Girls Basketball Showcase that you were so instrumental in beginning.
Yeah, that's something that I kind of want to see continue to grow. And like this year, we had our highest attendance ever in doing the event. So I think that people are starting to catch on, and like, we had News Channel Nebraska there televising all of the games and stuff. So it's definitely taken off. And I have a daughter myself who loves the game and loves to play the game and be around the game. And it's just one of those ways that I could still give back to that and still kind of stay involved.
Can we reminisce a little bit?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, goody. Oh, yeah. All right. You came here in 17. I remember that because that was the year that I came back to work here at KCNI KBBN, and 9 seasons as head coach, never had a losing season when you go back and look at it.
We tried that first year, but
well, you did, but you know, let's start with that first year. You finished 12-12, I think the record was, but you made it to the championship game of the Southwest Conference tournament that year. And you won the tournament championship, and that would start a run of 5 consecutive years that you won the tournament championship. What a start to things.
That, honestly, I mean, I love all of our teams, but that one will always kind of hold a special place in my heart, just for kind of, you know, the struggles and adversity that they had in years prior. And I still remember the first day of practice, or the meeting of practices, like in the fall after volleyball had been done, and I told them we're doing 2-a-days and stuff, and I just remember Jory Lowe at the time. She was like, 2-a-days? And it was one of those things. I was like, yeah, we need time on, not time off. Yeah. So I'll never forget that. But that team man, they showed a lot of heart and a ton of leadership. Like Kate Fox and Jory Lowe were just instrumental as seniors in kind of turning this thing around. And I think we started 3-9 and then just got on a roll there. And I'll never forget that free throw. We took the lead. Kate Fox hit a three, and then they came down, and I think we fouled with, I don't even know, probably a second left, and I had a timeout, and I remember burning that timeout as the girl was going to the line to shoot a couple free throws to beat us, and she missed the first one, and it was a full timeout, and I'll never forget it. The girls, they're like, you just called the timeout with like 1 second left, and I was like, yeah. They came out of the huddle, and that girl stood there for probably 15, 20 seconds. Uh-huh. They're like, you want us to go out there? I was like, nah, we'll wait till the refs come get us, make her think about it a little bit longer. And thankfully, she missed it. I think she might have even airballed it, if I remember right. But, yeah, and then it was wild. There was a controversial call and that not a lot of people know about. She, Kate, almost, she might have. I don't think she did, but she might have stepped across the line and inbounding it, and the ball was loose, and I was just ready to pull out the remaining particles of my hair, but got touched, and we won it. So that was a fun time.
Yeah, it was a great run, and it started an amazing run of five consecutive years winning the tournament championship. Do you look back at that, and you just kind of go, wow, that really was quite the achievement.
Yeah, I mean, even up until that Gothenburg State game where we lost a heartbreaker there, but against conference teams, from that point on, I want to say, or from that season on, mm-hmm. I think we won like 47 or something like 48 straight conference games in a row. I mean, it was an incredible run, and none of that happens without incredible players, and we were very blessed to have some of the best ever roam the halls of Broken Bow High School during that time. So credit goes to them, and it was just a phenomenal run, and it was awesome.
Yeah, that really leads me into my next question. Just some other numbers: 4 seasons of 20 wins or more, 6 district final appearances. I didn't know it was that many until I counted them up. 3 state tournament appearances. We've kind of talked about conference, but like you said, none of that happens without great players who during that run were setting individual records, were setting team records. You really had a great group of kids to work with during the time that you were head coach.
Yeah, a lot of those kids rewrote the record books. I mean, like for instance, Kaya Scott became our all-time leading score. Charlie Myers even this year broke her own 3-point record. You know, just a lot of different kids breaking records and even team records as well. I mean, like our team offensive percentage or points per game is on there. Our defensive points per game was on there. I mean, I'm probably missed. Callie Staples had over 500 assists and had a solid little couple years at Doan too. I mean,
well, we were there and called a game where your team hit 17 threes,
tied for
in a game
the Class C1 record, and
that was fun
in state history. So that was wild. So yeah, I mean, we've had a ton of individual accomplishments and team accomplishments. I think the breaking the or tying the record of setting the record of wins in a season, that one's always an awesome one. So yep, had some incredible players. I could talk for hours on them. So
well, I've got to bring this up because I know that you have brought it up to us many times when we have visited with you, when you come up to visit with us, whether it be after games or whatever. You have talked a lot about the support that Broken Bow Athletics really in general gets from this community.
Mm-hmm.
And I know you talked about it. You always talked about the atmosphere of the Bow Dome.
Mm-hmm.
But talk a little bit about that, because I know you felt it.
Oh, man. Our kids feel it, too. I mean, they know when we got on, that was some of the fun times, too, of even when the gym was a little bit in its older stages there, mm-hmm. before we got all these renovations and stuff. But when shooting a lot of threes and stuff like that, when we get on a roll of three or four in a row, man, those it was so loud in there. I think back to a couple of games that come to mind. Just the environment would be the O'Neill sub-district game, when we went to beat O'Neill. We'd mm-hmm. beat them the year before at Burwell, and then this was the next year of you being able to host. And that O'Neill game, I just remember Coach Coleman, Kinsey Coleman, she's like, my ears are ringing. And I was like, yeah, it was really loud in there. And then obviously the Battle Creek game.
District final.
The district final to go to state, and what was on the line, and the way that game started. We went on a run. They came all the way back and took a lead, and we tied it up late, went to overtime, and just made enough plays there in overtime to win that game. But I've had kids even come up to me, like, that have been gone now for a year or two, and they're like, that is something I will never forget. And even people, just random people, will be like, that's a night that I'll never forget. So I would say Broken Bow, the community, is a lot like Husker Nation. Mm-hmm. I mean, I truly mean that, man. They'll travel anywhere. A guy commented on my statement yesterday. He was a SCOTUS guy, and during the COVID year, we played SCOTUS. That was our first district championship.
At Northwest,
right. And he remembered just the environment. And I just remember at the time, I think they sent out a memo. It was like, we're only letting 750 people in. And I was like,
good luck.
Because I know for a fact that there's going to be a ton of Bow Nation going. And that was another one that kind of jotted my memory there. And that was a riot. And I remember the Kearney, even though we lost that one, the Adams Central game at Kearney Catholic.
Yeah.
I mean,
another district final.
Yeah, we show up, and there's a line out to the street already of Bow people trying to get into the game just to get a seat. And it was just tremendous support. And I'll speak for our kids. They feel it every time. And it's a very, 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 very special place. And that's one thing that I'm definitely going to miss, is just the community support.
Yeah. Well, hey, thanks for coming in to do this and visit with us. Appreciate very much all of the time that you gave us as we covered Broken Bow girls basketball. It was always great to talk to you every game that we were there and broadcasting, and it's been a great relationship that we look forward to continuing.
Yep, and if you ever need me again in the Pinnacle Bank Arena or something, that was another one of my favorite memories, was the Broken Bow boys basketball game,
yeah.
where they had lost to Boone a couple times and knocked them off at, I believe it was at Devaney.
So, yep, at Devaney State quarterfinals,
yeah. So
yep, in overtime.
That was one of my top five highlights when I wrote down my list here.
You were my color commentator that day.
Was doing color with Brent Apperson. So,
well,
I appreciate all your support, and nobody does it better than you guys. Our kids know it, and they read the articles and stuff that you guys put out and stuff. So we're very appreciative of that, and I'm very appreciative of that. So.
Well, you know, when coaches step down, sometimes they go to media and help call games. So I just want you to know, we do have an extra headset.
I've been telling people I've been promoted to fifth grade girls basketball coach. So next year,
yeah.
So I'm going to be working with my daughter's group there a little bit more.
That'll be great.
But if I do have some time, I'll definitely entertain that idea.
All right, so. We'll keep you in mind, buddy.
All right, thank you.
Thank you.